Live and local, this is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. With over 200 combined years of sports coverage in Acadiana, this is a gathering unlike any other.
Well, every week this show looks better to me.
Every week your eyesight gets worse.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies. Here's your host, Don Allen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Five Guys Stories and Lies. Tonight, we start off with a lie because there's only three of us in the studios at the moment. But that will change. Bobby Ardwin, in his never-ending quest for truth and nobility in St. Landry Parish, is covering some sort of meeting. Parish Council, maybe? School board, maybe?
I think it's school board.
School board tonight?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm glad y'all could hear me because I can hear myself.
Well.
Okay.
I'll take care of that in just a moment.
All right.
And Bruce Brown is covering a track. What track meet is he covering tonight?
One of the regional meets. I don't know. It might be the 4A tonight because the 5A got moved to Friday. So, and I think the 5A was supposed to be tomorrow, but because of the weather, they probably moved it.
Yeah.
Although the weather, I think it's supposed to move through tonight, isn't it?
No, I thought tomorrow. It was Thursday all along.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think starting at about 3 or 4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that stuff could be out.
Supposed to be a bad one. Okay. Just a lot of rain.
You and I have a different outlook at it, Tom.
What's
I don't
that?
Consider 4 o'clock in the morning tonight. I consider it early tomorrow morning.
Well, of course, because anything I say, you're going to be contrary to whatever the hell I say.
4 o'clock.
You didn't say 4 in the morning. He did.
4 o'clock in the morning is about the time I'm getting to sleep at night.
Quit being so defensive over there.
Well, I'm just used to you.
Big guy?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We got an hour tonight.
Yeah,
I'll find you.
I know. Oh, yeah. I'm not hard to find. I'm not hard to find, my man.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
End of round one.
Yeah. So where are we going?
Don Allen, Glenn Quibido, and Tom Brown. Where are we going? We've got a few things we can chat about. First of all, we've only got an hour with you tonight. And the reason for that is the Astros are teeing it up against, who are they teeing up against, Clint?
The Minnesota Twins. Oh. A red-hot Minnesota Twins offense, by the way.
The Twinkies.
The Twinkies. Inside the juice box. I don't know if the juice and Twinkies works that well.
I'm an American League fan, but I don't think much of the Twins.
I didn't think much of the Twins heading into this series, but their offense is pretty darn good. They wound up beating up on them on Monday night, and then the Astros kind of pulled it out of their backside late in that ballgame last night.
Yeah.
Well, they're off to a pretty good start, too, the Astros are.
After a rough, slow start on the road, once they got back in Minute Maid, things started to click.
And they're winning 2 out of 3 for the most part.
It's Tampa that's got the lead in the AL East. Yanks are better now. They're 3 over .500, so they're on a winning streak. And the Red Sox are just cratering. Have you paid any attention to them?
That's crazy.
Cratering. And it's not like they've got a bad team. The Yankees have 13 on the injured list, including 7 of the original 9 starters on the injured list. And they've won 7 of the last 8 with people people playing who I had never heard of before they started playing. Who is it, Mike Ford?
I haven't heard of most all of them.
A guy named, is it Talkman? Urshela at third?
You're asking the wrong guy here, yeah.
Anyway, I've enjoyed the streak. Anyway, what we're going to talk about is not Major League Baseball, but we do need to talk about the NFL draft. Not a whole heck of a lot, because everybody and his brother on the national scene is throwing out prognostication on what's going to happen, who's going to trade up, who's going to trade down, will Kyler Murray be the first pick, will he not, where's Josh Rosen going, and what silly move will the New York Giants make?
They're going for a quarterback from everything I've read and from everything I've listened to, is they're looking to get a quarterback. You never know. And what are the Saints going to pick? What's going to be there? Are they going to go best player available? Are they going to try to fill a spot? You know, they kind of filled their tight end spot with Jared Cook. So that was something that was...
You jumped to the Saints without telling where they're going to be picking.
Oh, second. second round, 62nd pick is their first pick.
They have no choice but to take the best available.
And then they don't pick again until the fifth round, which would be pick number 168.
Tell them to go to the festival.
And then they pick in the seventh, two picks in the sixth and two in the seventh. 177 and 102 in the sixth, 231 and 244 in the seventh. So they're looking for training camp players and someone that can just appear like a Alvin Kamara did, I guess, last year in that second round. You know, it just depends on – I don't know where – you know, there's been so much talk, like you said, about where they're going to go and what they're going to go for, fill a need. They've done a lot of that through free agency, which is why they didn't get any compensatory picks this year for the players that they lost. But there was a lot of talk that they were going to trade Andres Pete and try and move up in the draft. That they talked about trying to trade Andres Pete, I can't remember who it was to, and move up in the draft to get a higher pick.
That shows you how little Saints news I follow. Who's Andres Pete?
He's an offensive lineman that they picked up a couple, 3-4 years ago, and spent most of last year hurt. He was hurt, came back, got hurt again.
Probably not one I'm that familiar with.
Yeah, but he's, you know, they had high praise for him, and he was a starter. But when he came back, he was more or less like a part-time starter.
Clint is our man behind the glass, or as I like to refer to him. Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Looking fresh.
Somebody went to the Goodwill store today.
Like no lawyer, man.
I think he went to Men's Warehouse. I think that's where he went.
No, dude. No.
Bobby, he likes the way he looks.
Oh, my goodness.
Bobby has joined us, and we'll discuss his sartorial choices.
Let him get set up first. We got Ken on the line.
Ken, how are you tonight?
Young Edward Edwards.
Pretty good. Thank you all for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. Number one, I hope they do come up with another Kamara, looking at the choices that they have. But other than that, I mean, the Saints are still fine. I think, you know, they're still Super Bowl contentions. So I'm not worried too much particular area.
Ken, they need another running back.
Yeah, we
were
talking about
that. Kamara cannot carry the whole load for 16 games.
Well, they got Latavius Murray, though.
Oh, good. I repeat, Ken, they need a running back.
Okay, well, he looked pretty good to me at Minnesota. But anyway, moving on. I cannot stand, I even more dislike Russell Westbrook even more. This guy is a ball hog. He's not a team player. And this crap about no questions, next question, give me a break. You get paid gazillions of dollars. You need to answer those questions. And this is just childish-like. And then I hope Paul George don't go down that road. Please, Paul George, don't go down that road. This is pathetic. And to me, they need to just break that team up. They're not going to win no championship with Russell Westbrook. KD even said that. He said, this guy is not a team player. He not.
Now, AD's not either.
Huh?
I said AD's not either.
Who?
AD. You said AD said that.
No, I said KD. Kevin Durant.
Oh, okay, Kevin. Okay, because I said AD ain't no team player.
Well, no. But anyway, that's all I got to say. I mean, I want to try to, speak on the NBA playoffs. I think it's been bad so far, but I think it's going to get good. I still don't think nobody's going to beat the Warriors, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But thank y'all for taking my call.
All right, Ken. Thanks for calling. Reminds me. 706-0111. That's the ARCO Equipment Hotline, 706-0111. Phone calls are most welcome. We won't hang up on you.
Yeah, you want to welcome Bobby in?
I did that. You want me to welcome him again?
I thought you were going to do that. Yeah.
Sharp-dressed man tonight. Oof. Do we have that, Clint? Can you find that piece of that? We can play that.
Yeah. I say, sir, was the sun good out on the patio this afternoon when you got your clothes together for the trip over?
Well, he texted yesterday. It was $1 day at Goodwill.
He's in with everything but the mint julep.
Yeah, really.
Next week, I'll wear the seersucker sport coat.
He's got his straw hat on, man. He's ready to go, man.
Now, that's what you need to have for the photo op Friday. Exactly like you dressed today.
Are you serious?
Oh, absolutely.
And his sunglasses, too.
Absolutely.
And wear your sunglasses, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like we got a little bookie in the bunch.
No, I just came back from
looks like a railboard that a railbird. He came right off the rails
out of
the racetrack.
Now that you're saying that, no, you're right, especially with that little hat he's got.
All right. You had the school board tonight?
Yeah, I left after while the personnel committee meeting was going on because some of the school board members were complaining about their school board health insurance, and it took all I could not to throw up before I left, because Louisiana is one of the only states in America that offers public bodies, members of public bodies, health insurance
for life, huh?
And a salary for attending meetings. And here these people are complaining that their school board health insurance is costing them too much. It's like, oh, please. You know, that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you. All thank right. you, sir. I think the mint tulips are now ready on the patio.
That was a St. Landry Parish public announcement.
They got a lot going on. They got a lot of trouble going on in St. Landry Parish this
week, when I was leaving, I got a call from my staff photographer, my one staff photographer, and he told me that there was a major fight at one of the schools where some little girl had to be placed in the hospital. So we'll have to follow that up tomorrow, I guess. It's never dull in St. Landry.
No, I've got
no, we know that.
I have that impression from you over the last year. That it is never dull.
Well,
but Bobby, from what you told me, I mean, a fight at a school, that's just like everyday event, isn't it?
Well, when I was teaching, it was pretty prevalent. But this young lady got placed in the hospital, supposedly, because of the fight, and that's unusual.
That's not good.
It was off campus, but the fight followed her from campus to wherever
off campus to campus or campus to off campus.
Yeah,
one or the other.
Well, social media has a lot to do with that. I mean, that's how a lot of that stuff carries over from school to parking lots or whatever. And it's not ever good. So,
before we get into discussing
sports
in general, and we'll wait at LSU. I noticed that
I know we were going there.
The NCAA has made a few changes where the targeting rule is concerned.
Yeah, I just had that.
And also where the overtime rule. All the overtime. Who cares? You know, now it's after the fifth overtime if it's tied, they go to alternating two-point conversions. In other words, you compress is probably a four-hour game by that point of intense battles to two-point conversions. Give me a break. That's one of the stupider things I've heard. Now, the targeting, what they've done is, they've determined that I think there are three major parts to targeting, two or three, but you have to be complicit in all parts of the targeting for it to be called targeting.
Otherwise, so who's going to make that determination? There's going to be a replay on every targeting call, and we have to make sure that we meet all three segments.
The replay official will make the ultimate call.
And then the worst non-story I have seen in a long time came out of the Advocate today on this targeting thing. In fact, you probably looking at it right now.
Yeah.
How it would have affected LSU last year. Who cares?
Free Devin White.
Yeah. How it would have affected last year. Okay.
Well, you knew it was eventually going that direction, you know.
We can always go back.
I still think that the college overtime rule is better than what the NFL does. And
it is right now.
You're not going to have seven overtime games like the A&M LSU game every year. That was just a fluke and just a crazy thing. You know, usually in one or two overtime exchanges, they're done, you know. But at least this way, both teams have a chance to get the football.
Yeah.
And someone has to stop somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you got a chance to do a two-point conversion over and over and over again to win the game. I don't like that at all.
Well, that's kind of the way it is in high school. Yeah.
Turn it up, Clint. That's Bobby's song.
The overtime in high school. After the second.
I don't think you go to two-point conversions.
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
I think you do, yeah. I think you go after. Yeah.
Never been involved with one.
I don't know. My son played one that went five, and there was none.
We're going to take a commercial break. Bobby Song playing in the background. 706-0111. That's your phone number. This is Five Guys. Stories and Lies. We're with you for an hour tonight, and we'll be back.
Third here, host of RP3 and Company, reminding you to tune in Thursday morning from 6 to 9. We will have James Yasko on from the Lima Time podcast, talking Astros. We'll have Les East on from CrescentCitySports.com, breaking down some Pels and Saints news. Also, live in studio, Danny Broussard and Cedric Bryant. So tune in 6 to 9 for RP3 and Company right here on 103.7 The Game.
Your weekend starts Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wings. Boneless wings are specially priced all day long. Yep, Thursday, you can grab your favorite beer, watch the draft, and get your meaty boneless wings at a great price. Boneless Wing Thursday. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com for your location.
For 50 years, Acadiana has turned to J.P. Thibodeau Automotive for remarkable prices, customer-focused service, and a relaxed, pressure-free buying experience. J.P. Thibodeau Nissan continues to celebrate 50 years of service with great anniversary savings, like a new 2019 Nissan Altima, zero down and $335 a month, or a 2019 Nissan Rogue, $297 down and $297 a month. We've got a huge selection of new Nissans and giant savings during the 50th anniversary sale going on now at J.P. Thibodeau Nissan. Come experience the J.P. Thibodeau difference in quality, service, and price. J.P. Thibodeau Nissan, Highway 90, exit 126, New Iberia, or jpthibodeaunissan.com.
J.P. Thibodeau, Automotive Import Store.
Altima stock number 95062, MSRP 25060, JBT discount 1560, rebate $2,000, Rogue stock number 95271, MSRP 26415, JBT discount 1099, rebate 2025, money factor 0.00003, residual 50% with approved credit through NEMAC plus DTNL.
Locally owned businesses build strong communities by sustaining vibrant town centers and contributing to local causes. Do your business with these certified South Louisiana businesses.
At Auto Guarantee in Eunice, when you need transportation for work or school, we make it easy. Just use our online application at auto-guarantee.com. Price, selection, and friendly service. It's all at Auto Guarantee, Highway 91 in Eunice.
Atchafalaya Gold Casino is the talk of the town. If you're ready to win, our machines are ready to pay. We're always working to provide the best experience for all our customers. Will you be our next big winner? Atchafalaya Gold Casino, exit 115 in Henderson.
When you need an electrician, you want someone fair, dependable, on time, and thorough. And Mr. Electric is exactly who you're looking for. Our technicians deliver honest, upfront pricing, quality service, and one of the best warranties in the business. Call Mr. Electric or visit MrElectric.com/Lafayette.
Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
Now, back to Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Gotta get myself off the side of the road. Gotta quit lying to myself.
There's not a doubt in my mind that some of the best conversations we have are off the air.
Well, there's no doubt, but I mean, some of that stuff can't be said on air. That's why.
I don't think anything we just talked about can be restricted from the air, huh, Bobby?
No.
Well, somebody driving through Opelousas shooting what?
Semi-automatic weapons.
That was today?
Last night.
Last night.
But they disappeared. Nobody was able to catch them. One of my best friends from high school called me up this morning, and he said he called 911 because apparently some of the shots were just blocks away from his house. And he called the 911 operator, and they said, sorry, we can't really take your calls because we're being flooded by the same type of calls. So apparently other people heard it, too, and were calling in. So
yeah.
Nobody got hurt? Nobody got hit?
No. I think I found out what happened. When I was leaving the school board meeting, I talked to two officers, and they fill me in on what they think happened. Just random guys or ladies shooting semi-automatic weapons up in the air and through fields in the city. So
we didn't used to do that when I was younger.
No.
You know what we did? Although we did really stupid stuff. We got in one, and I guess I was in early in high school at this stage. We got in one habit where we drive around and throw firecrackers at cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Put them in mailboxes.
No. Throw them at the car as they're driving toward you.
No, we never did that.
We did that one time, and the car whipped around and came after us. Serious fear, especially because I'm driving my parents' car, and not knowing where I'm going, we end up on a dead end, and it turns out the guys were all LHS football players who, for unknown reasons, knew who I was, so everything was cool.
So what
Can't
happened?
Believe we did nothing. Can't believe we were stupid.
Today
to
you'd
do
have
that.
Been shot.
Well,
if somebody turned around to go after you, you'd have been shot.
Not a question about
well,
it.
Well, one time we were doing the same thing on Christmas Eve, 1964, and instead of firecrackers, we were throwing cherry bombs out the window, but we would throw them at people that we knew, cars that.
people that we knew, just to aggravate
them. But we were in my mother's car, a 1959 Chrysler, beautiful car. And so the guy who was in the passenger seat, I was driving, he went to throw the cherry bomb, and he he forgot the window was rolled up, and the cherry bomb went off in the vehicle. I mean, it was hilarious. Blew the armrest off the door.
That reminds
true story, though.
I think I've told you this story before when we were in Reno. No, not Reno, Fresno. And I had made the trip with the USL baseball team. This was when Mike Bollinger was coaching. I don't know how in the world I talked Ron Gomez into that, although I'll tell you what, Bollinger may have paid for a lot of it. That's a distinct possibility. Anyway, it was like a two or three game set in Fresno. And the first night we were there, we were attended to by a host that was, we were in his charge. And he was to take us out to dinner and an evening on the town. We had never been to Fresno before.
Beautiful place.
Yeah, but not exactly hopping at that time. So anyway, we go to this little Mexican restaurant on the outskirts of Fresno and eat there, and it's certainly not anything where you dress to the nines to go to. I mean, food was okay from what I remember, but, you know, just nothing, you know, really. And then we went to a bowling alley for the entertainment of the night. Bollinger and the crew and the coaches and those that were, this is not the kind of entertainment they were normally looking for on an evening. So the next night, we decided to do it on our own, and everybody got started very early with the Coors or whatever it happened to be. And it was just driving in that van was one of the funniest times I've ever been. Everybody was like, you know, nine sheets to the wind. And all of the guys at that time, they didn't smoke, but they chewed tobacco. And this was when chewing tobacco was not outlawed by the NCAA. And there was always a big cheek full of whatever it was. And you got to understand, nobody is at that point really aware enough to know exactly what they're doing. And so the fun continues, and Bollinger was in the passenger seat, and Jaime, who was the manager, was driving it. Jaime took so much abuse in those days. Really nice guy. And Bollinger turned to spit out the window, and the window was up.
That must have been lovely.
Okay, so we got two up windows.
It was hilarious. Lovely, no. But hilarious, yes.
Okay.
What was Bollinger's comment? Do you remember?
It can't be repeated. That probably can't be repeated on the air. Yeah.
I don't remember that there was a comment. There was huge peals of laughter from everyone else.
Did Bollinger manage to find
how did we
the
get
Gold
the
Club
Bollinger
in Fresno?
From Wade. How the hell we got there?
I don't know.
You don't want to start. You two are talking about having windows up in cars. We want Will Wade. How the hell we got
well,
that?
Well, one went to the other.
Jeepers. Can we talk about Will Wade or whatever?
Sure. What would you like to talk about, Glenn?
No, we're going to take a break first.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that was our auto segment.
Pay something or play something appropriate, Clint, for when we come back.
Yeah.
The discussion
I
want to
hear what's going to be appropriate
Coach
for that.
Will Wade. All right. This is Five Guys, Stories, and Lies.
Play something by the Cars.
706-0111. Unless you've got that song, Strong Ass Offer. Do you have that one?
Who's it by?
We'll wait.
Make it up. We'll be back.
It's a joke.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Seventh Heaven in Washington. I'm Jeff Biggs with another big game seven about to begin on NBCSN. The defending Stanley Cup champion Capitals looking to advance to the second round with one more win over Carolina. The home team has won every game so far in this series. Coming up at the top of the hour, game five from Houston, the Rockets looking to set up a second round showdown with the Warriors, which they can do with one more win over the Jazz. And then after that, the Warriors will try to do their part as they look to close out the Clippers at Oracle. That's also game five. The Warriors are up 3-1. Baseball, it is a final. The Giants blank the Blue Jays 4-0. But some good news for Toronto after the game. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is finally going to make his Major League debut on Friday night for the Blue Jays. Right now, the Braves are tied with the Reds in Cincinnati 1-1. And earlier today, Royals ripped the Rays 10-2. NBC Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, kids.
This is Paul Maneri of the LSU Fighting Tigers, and you're listening to Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
Jim Rome, heard only on CBS Sports Radio.
If this series was a battle between Dame and Russ, Dame is crushing Russell Westbrook, and it's not even close. Don't get it twisted. Russ is great. I know Paul George is ding, but OKC is getting smashed by a team that they swept in the regular season. The Blazers are making statements right now with their play, and you better take note.
The Jim Rome Show, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 on Acadiana's number one sports station, 103.7 The Game.
Observe a domesticated human family in their natural habitat, known to their species as the backyard.
Hey, you think I should light it now?
Yeah.
Oh dear, someone is about to burn a pile of debris that's too tall, which can start a wildfire. Wait, could it be? Blimey,
oh,
it is.
It's Smokey.
It's Smokey Bear. What a legend.
Hey, it's Smokey. Sorry, it was too high. Right.
Watch as he astutely ensures that there's no wind and how he removes some of the debris to create a smaller, safer burning pile.
No, you can't make it bigger, baby. The bigger, the better.
Take note of our fearless furry friend here, yeah. Humans.
I appreciate it. Fist bump.
Watching you.
Smokey's done it again.
Bye, Smokey.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
103.7 The Game is Acadiana Sports Station, and we go wherever you go with the free 103.7 The Game mobile app.
The app has me connected all the time.
Catch the live stream anytime or listen on demand to all of your favorite live and local shows.
Download the app.
The 103.7 The Game mobile app keeps you connected to all our blocks and the Clubhouse Rewards Club, where you can win spectacular prizes.
Play clock at 2.
Download the free 103.7 The Game mobile app today. Presented by Visit Avery Island. They're here to tell it like it is and how it was. This is Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
That leads us into our next topic.
Windows down on cars.
Windows down on cars, windows up on college basketball coaches. The NCAA trial wraps up when?
It's supposed to wrap up Friday. Today's day three. Yeah, it's funny because it hadn't got any play.
Not around here.
No, but it should have got some play around here. Yeah. But what happened was Friday, the federal judge said that Wade and Sean Miller from Arizona didn't have to testify because their testimony would be irrelevant.
Correct.
But today, Sean Miller, who said he kind of like the guy down the road.
He's the head coach at Arizona.
Yeah, and he said the same thing Will Wade had. I didn't have no conversations with that guy. Well, the guy threw Sean Miller under the bus today, and there's 2 days left of that trial. So I would be some nervous people out there. You know what's odd about this? Because he mentioned a couple people. He basically, you know, this story here says.
You say he. You mean Miller?
Yeah. In an FBI video played in federal court Wednesday, aspiring agent Christian Dawkins accused Sean Miller of illegally recruiting players. And he discussed about it was on tape and there was a meeting on a boat and stuff. And Sean Miller told his boss, it's kind of like Will Wade told his, that, you know, there was no involvement there with Dawkins and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what videos are played tomorrow and Friday because, like I said, they got 2 days left of this trial. I wish ESPN or somebody covered it because I'd sit there with my popcorn. But
well, let me ask you, what direction has the trial taken to make the testimony of Miller and Wade irrelevant?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask the judge. But
it's about money laundering, isn't it?
Here's the surprising thing about what came out today. Besides him basically throwing Miller under the bus, was that a number of people, and the LSU people in particular, hey, you know, they're coming after Wade and all this, and they're not going after people like Rick Pitino and stuff. He says on here in the tape, I don't know if he was talking to Miller or who, but he says, you know, Rick Pitino may be the only member of his staff not to know what's going on at his school with this kind of stuff. Rick Pitino got cleared today on a tape, apparently.
Hmm.
So that was probably the most interesting thing to come out of there. But he basically accused Miller.
You keep saying who?
Dawkins.
Dawkins.
The tape.
Right.
You know, basically confirmed that there was some conversations and knowledge, and that's all stuff that was adamantly denied by Sean Miller. So, like I said, there's a lot of coaches. Well, you know, like I told you earlier, you know, I don't look for the NCAA to come down heavy, and, you know, Will Wade, if he didn't do anything, fine, but if he did do something, you know, this deal about, man, there's a lot of big fish out there. Let's go get them all, you know, from the Dukes and the North Carolina, everybody. You know, it would be too big a blow to the game. It's kind of like politics when you give a president a pardon because you don't want to destroy the country. I know you disagree with that.
No, I'm
but
not.
But I could see where the NCAA doesn't want to destroy college basketball by going after 6, 8, 10 college coaches.
I don't think they can. I don't think they've got the resources.
Well, they're not going to make a case. So that's why I'm saying, you know, when the new AD at LSU said the other day he had it's back, you know, he probably – I know he knows more than me and you and guys in this room. So
maybe not Bobby.
Well,
I have
– got a phone call.
An inside – well, let's take the phone call first.
All right, who do we have?
Oh, we got him, I think, the fifth guy in our Five Guys Stories and Lies, Bruce Brown.
Oh, hey, Bruce.
Hello, guys. What's going on?
Well, we're talking about Will Wade, if you got something to offer, man.
Don't have much bad about Will Wade.
Huh?
don't have much to add about Will Wade, but we got some fast people over at Cajun Track.
Why don't you go ahead and get to that, and we'll get back to Will Wade.
Okay. So far in the Class 4A regional, we've got two local leaders after 10 events. In the girls, St. Thomas Moore's got 51.5 points. Turner's got 49. That's a good race. In 12 boys events, Robridge has 51 and Cecilia 44. Karen Crow has been lighting it up. Trajan Jones, the Cajun signee, has already won the 110.63 and anchored a 126.02 4x200. So
that 4x2 hadn't been run yet.
Yeah.
That'd be the first event.
They ran a 126.02.
Right. Oh, 126. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, they'll run fast at Bernie Moore.
Yeah.
Simply because that track is fast.
Yeah, that surface they will.
Yeah.
And Camille Henserling, who's been chasing Janice George or Karen Crow all season, finally beat her in the 100. Camille Henserling of St. Thomas Moore and Janice of Karen Crow. So, beautiful night for track and some good action, too.
Well, good, good, good.
How long does this go on tonight?
It should be over about 8:30, something like that.
And you
said it for last night's meet.
And you said they moved the 5A regional from tomorrow to Friday. Is that what it is?
Yeah, the 5A people have to move to Friday from Thursday because of the threat of severe weather across Louisiana.
Yeah, teams coming in. Yeah, okay. Okay.
It'll probably be a beautiful day tomorrow after all that's said and done. But
probably not. That's the way it's gone recently. Yep. Probably.
Yep.
All right, Bruce. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't have much to add right now, except if you got a minute, come on out. Some good stuff.
All right. Well, you don't have to meet us at IHOP. There is no IHOP.
It's closed.
It's closed, man.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, anybody headed that way?
We're all going to miss it, Bruce.
I'm telling you, man.
Thanks for checking in.
You'll be good.
Right,
okay.
See you Friday.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Us and Kiki, we're going to miss it.
Okay, back. What were you going to say about the Will Wade situation?
Let me offer this. Isn't the executive director of the NCAA, Mark Emmerich, who used to be the president at LSU? I may be wrong with this. And so I don't know how much NCAA investigating will occur.
Oh, Bob, come on.
I don't agree with you.
You don't think so? Okay.
No.
I was just wondering whether there might be a conflict there.
Well, they've already spent a week in Baton Rouge back when all the Javon Smart stuff came down. And they, you know, talking to him and his family and who knows who else they talked to. So they've already preliminary like done some investigating with LSU.
Yeah.
They can't let that lie. There's too many people pushing them to investigate it because of the severity of what has already come out, I think, you know. But I mean, I know LSU's really, really excited about the new athletic director, him being a former Baton Rouge guy, and he's done some things at Texas A&M. I heard he's a no frills guy, man. If you're not winning, you're gone. And what kind of got me was like last week at his introduction when you talked about it a little bit, Glenn, when he backed Will Wade and made the comment that we can't compete with Alabama and the rest of the SEC without Will Wade in basketball. My first thought was, oh, Lord, we got another loony in town, you know. But
yeah, I didn't
understand that, you know.
I don't understand why Will Wade has anything to do with games against Alabama.
Yeah, me either, because they're not presenting much of a challenge on the hardwood, but I'm sure he's talking about football and just being – I guess he's probably talking about the fact that the success of basketball helps lure other sports athletes to the city and to the school. And you only have to finish second to get a banner up in Baton Rouge now. So.
Yeah, or a billboard.
Yeah, a billboard.
another name that came in that up in that trial today was North Carolina State head coach Kevin Keats. His name came up. And like I said – there's tomorrow and Friday, so there's likely to be other names come up. And the thing about it is, you know, everybody's saying, well, you know, the NCAA investigate. Man, if they play in tapes in New York of guys involved in basketball, that's going to be hard to ignore.
Here's the thing, and I know, is it Woodward? The AD's name?
Yeah.
I know Woodward has
he has a reputation for moving quick on stuff.
And in Wade's, I guess, contract or whatever, they're taking away the $250,000 bonus for next year. And they're also specifying if he's found to have committed a, what is it, tier one or tier two?
Level one or level two.
Level one or level two.
Yeah, either
which
one.
Which I'm thinking should have been in there all along.
Yeah.
It shouldn't take this to have that in there. But my thought on that is this. I know Tiger fans are happy today, and they're going to be happy tomorrow, Glenn's news notwithstanding on the trial. Happy tomorrow that Will Wade has been, quote, cleared, quote. My thought of it is Will Wade will carry a strong-ass stain around on his coaching career for the rest of his life.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. I mean, just to be implicated in it, you know, that will always be a topic of conversation.
Yes.
Now, wherever he goes, they'll always get back to that.
Well, let me read you something about at the trial today. I'm reading this. Dawkins' relationship with Marty Blaser, a former financial planner who is a government witness, came under scrutiny on Wednesday during the trial of Dawkins and former Adidas consultant Murray Cote for bribing coaches in hopes of landing star players as clients. Much of it was focused on Blaser, direct examination was Blaser, focused on Miller from Arizona. And during the direct examination of Blaser, screenshots of text messages were displayed and showed a list of coaches and assistant coaches who Dawkins labeled as my guys, according to a writer for The Athletic. On the list of names were Keats, the guy we talked about from North Carolina State, Miller, former Louisville coach Rick Pitino, former Louisville assistant Kenny Johnson, former Louisville assistant Jordan Fair, Michigan State coach Tom Izzo, Michigan State assistants, LSU coach Will Wade, LSU assistant Greg Heyer, whatever his name is, and about six other coaches, man. And again, it says screenshots of text messages were displayed and a list of coaches and assistant coaches. Dawkins' label is my guys.
My guys. See if you can find the Mary Wells song, My Guy. We need to go back to the phones.
Yeah, we got Chad.
Chad, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, you said Will Wade would carry a stain wherever he goes.
Yes.
If you're not carrying a stain, you're probably in the minority if you're not carrying a stain in college athletics now. Any coach pretty much did something one time or another, man. And I hate to say this, guys, but if you're not cheating, you're not winning. I have a friend that was on the walk. I mean, it's true. If I have a friend, literally, I'm not going to give them names. He was on the walk-on team for Alabama, preferred walk-on from New Orleans. He said, you should see what these guys drive, what they live in. But these big team names aren't – the big teams aren't getting caught, guys. Everybody's doing it. If you're not cheating, you're not winning. In some form or another, every player of some sort is getting paid by him.
Chad, that's your justification? Yeah. That's your justification? If you're not cheating, you're not winning? Really?
No, but I know what he's saying. I mean,
I know what he's saying too, and it's an excuse.
Yeah.
It's taking the low road.
Yeah, but it's true. And I told y'all a story at lunch about the guy who said that he was at a college and the volleyball coach. This was a big time football coach she was talking to, and she said, "You know, man, I don't understand how y'all just keep winning and keep winning." He said, "Tell me how y'all do it, okay?" And he says, "You don't want to know." And she says, "No, really. Tell me how y'all do it." He said, "You sure you want to know?" And she said, "Yeah, I really want to know." He said, "Okay." And he goes out there and they're practicing. He said, "See that one right there? Costs us $10,000 just to get in the door." He said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, see that one over there? Costs us $20,000 just to get in the door." So that stuff goes on all the time. Now, you know, the guy was telling me his third, fourth hand, but he's a guy that I know in athletics that I trust, and he knows what he's talking about.
Just like Chad is giving his opinion, and that's fine. A lot of people have that same opinion.
That could very well be why this trial is going on.
But that does.
Because it is happening out there.
But there's a lot of crime out
there. It doesn't make it right.
Well, that's my point, exactly.
No, he's
not right.
No, I agree with you 100%. But what he's trying to say is there's a lot of people doing it, but it doesn't become a crime unless you get caught. That's what he's trying to say. And so he's right. There are a lot of coaches out there doing it. And, you know, that's not – and Wade may be innocent as can be. But, you know, for his name to pop up on all this stuff in a trial, it's not good. Well, he's LSU's guy. I mean, you know.
706-0111, that's your phone number for the time we have left. Again, we're out of here at 7 o'clock in about 13 minutes. We would love to hear from you before then. Five Guys, Stories and Lies. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Daniel Cormier. You're listening to 103.7 The Game.
103.7 The Game is all over social media. And we want to interact with you. Tweet us at 103.7 The Game and vote on our show's Twitter polls. Like 103.7 The Game on Facebook. Comment on the biggest topics involving your favorite teams.
And send.
Check out our video recaps and give us your feedback. Can't get enough live and local sports talk? Keep the conversation going online all the time with Acadiana's number one sports station.
The Game!
103.7 The Game.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzzed driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzzed driving, because buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can always score big by being a member of the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse. Here's what's going on now.
Right now in the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse, enter to win tickets and dinner for two to see Ronnie Millsap at Cypress Bayou Casino Hotel, a gift from Mr. Lester Steakhouse or Mabel's Kitchen, and a gift card to Prejean's.
Win tickets, gift certificates, and more by joining the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse on 1037thegame.com or on the free mobile app. The viewpoints heard on this program could be considered politically incorrect.
Good thing they're too old to care.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Don Allen, Bobby Ardwin, Tom Brown, and Glenn Quibido. Bruce Brown isn't with us tonight. If you heard him check in on the phone a little bit earlier, Bruce is covering the 4A regional track meet at Cajun Field. Festival Internacional begins, I guess it begins tonight officially. They're expecting rain tomorrow, so a lot of events have moved because of that. But there is also a three-game baseball series at Moore Field scheduled. There is a softball series scheduled at the park. And the festival is going on. In addition, there is a boxing event being held at the Cajun Dome.
Good luck trying to find a place to park.
Well, just bring, oh, no cash, I'm sorry. Bring a debit card with you or a credit card.
Really, you're not taking cash?
No. I don't believe they're taking cash at all. Oh. But it'll cost you $10 to park, period.
Well, that's what they did for UL football games.
Yeah, but that was for UL football games and UL got the money.
Yeah.
From what I understand, unless I've read it wrong in the newspaper reports, and perish the thought that I might have read that wrong, but UL is getting the money out of this, not Festival Internacional.
Stay a lane.
But I don't know that. What?
Stay a lane.
Yep, that's right, and it's Festival's event. So, and they've never charged for parking there before.
Hey, got a new crew in town.
Yes, they do.
So That's not surprising.
Either that or it's the fact that they know they're going to have like four or five different events, so why not try and profit off of all that this weekend? Like if you didn't have...
UL has been trying to profit off stuff for a solid year.
Yeah, but like I said, if you didn't have Cajuns baseball, Cajuns softball, I don't think you would have wound up, and also boxing, I don't think you would have had it be Cajun Field is going to wind up having you pay $10 a pop. Add the fact that also you look at the Cajun Heartland State Fair, now you're going to be able to park for free over there, even though
totally disagree with you, Clint.
Okay,
that's, I really
that's
do.
Fine.
He never agrees with me either, Clint. Don't worry.
Well, you're wrong most of the time.
Well, from you who knows it all, you're right.
Baseball.
You're always right.
Cajun baseball.
Oh.
Want to talk about that bullpen here? Give me an optimistic viewpoint, Glenn.
Tough night last night.
No, they've all been tough nights.
But, I mean.
Have you looked recently at what's going on?
They blew starting a four-run lead.
Starting pitcher's pretty good.
They've blown a lot of leads.
It's been pretty good. Fifth, sixth inning on, the bullpen is one huge meltdown, and it doesn't matter who Tony throws out there. It does not matter.
They've lost four in a row, and I think three of the four they've had the lead in the seventh inning.
So a pretty good lead.
You know, they had an 8-4 lead the other night with Gunner, and Gunner got in the eighth inning. Gunner got beat. Gave up two in the eighth, three in the ninth.
I looked at the roster because if you go on the message board, which is a mistake at all times, especially when reading about what they think of Cajun baseball. About 70% of that pitching staff are freshmen or sophomores.
Right.
There are only a couple of seniors, one of which is Gunnar Leger. And I'm of the belief that freshmen become sophomores, sophomores become juniors. I think this team, pitching-wise, is going to be better next year.
Yeah, you know the good thing about it is they're not going to get rated in the draft.
No, they're not.
That's a good. That's good.
That's a great outlook.
No, it's true.
I agree with him. I mean,
Oh, see that? I mean, I said one thing right on the damn show.
In other words, they're so bad, you don't have to worry about getting drafted.
You're right. That's exactly it.
And Don agrees with him, Bobby.
No.
They finally came to a meeting of the minds.
No, because it's like the high school football coach says, yeah, we were 0-10 last year. But we're going to be better this year. And somebody says, you got the same players? Yeah.
But they'll be a year older. They'll be more mature. They'll be more experienced.
No, but in this case, they will be.
Where the pitchers are concerned, they will be. They will be.
But for people to get on message boards and be critical of Tony, the winningest coach they've ever had.
No, no. If you get on the message board and read this stuff, he's got to go now.
No, I'm not going to be critical of his career and what he's done at that school. Yeah, he's had a couple of down years, but you know what? Everybody goes through that at some point.
Absolutely.
In time. You know, I'm not going to get down on the coach. I mean, he's been the best thing that they've had in baseball for a long time.
I told y'all that story when I sent Doug Ireland to go cover a St. Martinville football game. They'd been to the state finals 2 years in a row and won it once. The next year in the first round of the playoffs, they get knocked off. And Doug Ireland's walking out the stadium. He covered it for us. He's walking out the stadium. He said, Glenn, he said, St. Martinville fans were saying, Carol De La Husa got to go. I mean, the fans are unbelievable, man.
What have you done for me lately?
Yes.
That's right. It is that attitude.
Yeah. You're right.
Unfortunately.
And how many wins did Carol De La Husa have?
Was one of the winningest. Well, at that time,
7,322.
At that time, he was one of like the top five in the state. I mean, he was rolling, and his teams, he had 30-man rosters, 40-man rosters, and he was winning against.
Cajun softball is also in action this weekend. Yep. Who do they have?
They got Coastal Carolina in Sunbelt Series starting Friday. They're at Louisiana Tech tonight. They're leading 4-2 in the top of the third.
Okay,
a couple of 2-run homers, one by Cara Grimion of the Cajuns, and one by Louisiana Tech, and then Sarah Hudek and just had an RBI single, and Julie Rawls had a sack fly single. So they're hanging in there, you know.
Who are they throwing tonight?
They're throwing Ellison.
Oh, are they really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is an important game for them. Louisiana Tech's actually leading their division in the whatever that conference is now, the Metro or the West or the – I don't even know what it's called now.
Are we done, Clint?
We are.
Is that our done music? We're only on for an hour tonight. In fact, we're going to be on for an hour for most of the next five or six shows. We miss one date. That's on May 15th. But we'll be with you every other Wednesday night because we're giving way to Astros baseball.
And that will give us a chance to all leave as friends and not get too worn out on each other in a two-hour span. Right?
You must be kidding. For Bruce Brown, who wasn't with us tonight, and as you've listened in for good reason, Bobby Ardwin, Tom Brown, Glenn Quibido, I'm Don Allen. For Clint, behind the mirror and the wall, all right, Clint, I'm hurrying. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Live from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette, this is KLWB Karen Crow Lafayette.